Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a psalm in Davim Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting in the fifth line from the top of Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah the law of someone shechting a korban Pesach, when he has chometz. Says the Gemara, hiktir imur min al chometz. What happens? He didn't do the korban itself, but the fats that he's putting on the mizbech, he did the aktar simurin with chometz. He's tiny chayov. He's tiny potter. As a machlekes, is chayov and or not? Man domer chayov dam yikol makom. We learn from the pasuk lo sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. From the dam, you learn the zriko. There's a law to throw the blood when you have chometz. So mimeli, you learn from here anything that goes in the mizbech, it will be a problem, including a ketores simurim, which would include putting the fat on the mizbech. Man domer potter zevach mazvichum yuched shimakeves kaporo. It says dam zifchi has to be something which is me'akeves kapara, which is required for kapara, which is one of the four avoidus, but not aktar simurim, which is not me'akev. You didn't put the fat on his bed, the korban is still kosher. Malak oif al chometz. Someone shechted a bird on chometz. He's tiny chayev. He's tiny potter. Once he's chayev, once he's potter. Man domer chayev dami kol makom. Once we learn you have esu chometz, and we learn the Mishnah refers to other karbonas as well. It says blood refers to a bird as well. Man domer potter zevach yotzoif sheinu zevach. Specifically talking about a zevach, which is an animal and not a bird. Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi bo kemir Rav Yosi. Yes, Rav Yosi. Man domer chayev nichol. Man domer potter my time. I understand the one who says that he's chayev, that a bird is included. But the one who says it's potter, why is he potter? He holds that oif, a bird, is also considered to be a zevach. So he answered, lemeidim oynish me'oynish, vein lemeidim oynish v'ptur. So Reb Chaim explains, is that you always want to learn for korbanis that you have oynish as always. But meliko, there's sometimes that you're potter from an oynish. If you did meliko outside. I mean, meliko outside be something that you're not chayav on the meliko. And that shows that Melika is not part of Shechita, because Shechita atzar yuchayev. So you don't learn for something which you have a ptur in it, and you don't have an oinish like you have by a korban. One of the kisrin asked, Yechol ha-mekabel v'ha-mehalech al chometz. Now we spoke about Shechita on chometz, we spoke about Zrika on chometz, which are two out of the four avoidus. What about the other two avoidus? Mekabel, receiving the blood, ha-mehalech, and walking towards the mizbech. If someone did that al chometz, could it be yechayev? Tomud lo yimar zevach. Mazvicho miyuchedet shechavim alei b'chutz. Yatzah mekal v'ameal lechal chomet shechavim alei b'chutz. I learned from Mazvicho that Yechayev, if he did it outside of Beis HaMikdosh, shechting outside Beis HaMikdosh, or throwing the blood outside Beis HaMikdosh, one is chayev on it. But someone is receiving the blood outside Beis HaMikdosh, or walking to the Mizbech outside Beis HaMikdosh, that one is not chayev. So therefore, he's not chayev on it, or doesn't have the law of chomets. Yechol ha-maktir imurim al chomets yechayev. What about aktar simurim that we just mentioned before? Tomud leimar v'kiper. Says Losha Kaparo. Mazrikum yuchedet shi ma'akeves ha-kaparo. Etzu ekter imurin sheini ma'akeves ha-kaparo. It needs to be something which brings kaparo. Not a ktor ha-simurin that doesn't bring kaparo. The word v'kip over here doesn't refer to chametz, but it just shows me that the concept of kaparo is only by the dam, only when the avoidus adam, and not by the imurin. Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi boi kamir Rav Yosef. So Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi asked in front of Rav Yosef, Ada adayin lo liftor dunu l'chiyuv. Why are you learning the Pturim from Zevach? You're saying Zevach is only what you chayav outside. So you're going to exclude Kabbalah and Elocha. Zevach is only something which brings Kapara. So you're coming to exclude Haktar Simur. Doina Lechiyuv, you can learn the same way, just Lechiyuv. How are you going to say it? Says the Gemara. Yechol ha-maktir imurim. That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim, which is clear from the Hemshach Gemara. Yechol ha-maktir imurim al chometz yeh potter. If you put imurim in the chometz, it will be potter. Tovod lo imar zevach. Mazvich ha-miyuchedet shechavim alei b'chutz. Zvich ha-atzad yuchayav. Avan erbeh hektir imurim shechavim alei b'chutz. When you put fat in the mizbeach, if you do it outside, he's also chayav. Yechol ha-mikab v'ha-mehalich al chometz yeh potter. Could it be someone receives the blood and walks? He'll be potter. Tobin learn v'chiper. Mazuk miyuchet shi me'akeves ha-kaparo. Zuk is one of the avoidus, which requires kaparo. Avani arbe ha-mikab v'ha-mehalich shi kaparo. So also learn mikab v'ha-mehalich, the me'akev kaparo. Meaning we're taking a concept, we're taking the two concepts that we have by Zvicho, and we're excluding things through it. Why don't we mirabe three things through it? Say that whatever works outside will be chayav, including aktar simurim. Whatever is ma'akev kapara will be chayav, including kabbalah and halacha. אומר להי, דובר שווה בשתי מלמד, דובר שאינו שווה בשתי מלמד. You learn both together. You're not learning one limud from here, one limud from here. You're saying zevach requires all these requirements. Zevach, מה זביחו מיוחדת שהיא מהכבש הכפרה וחייבים מלא בחוץ? Zevach has both things. It's מהכבש הכפרה, if you don't do it, you don't have a כפרה. And in addition, you also חייב outside. יוצא מקלם ומהלך, the one who receives the blood and walking, שאין חייבים מלא בחוץ, is not חיוב outside of בסמי קדוש. יוצא כתר אימור, שהיא מהכבש הכפרה. And כתר אימור is not מהכבש הכפרה. I mean, you're not learning one exclusion from here, one exclusion from here. You're learning both together. They all have to be exactly similar to Zevach. Kedidus the Gemara. Tama Tanina, we learn Maseches Beitzo. B'chav Roim Seor B'Kazayis V'Chometz B'Chakoy Seves. Seor is yeast, and that you have even Kazayis, according to B'chamay. And regular Chometz is the size of Chakoy Seves, which is the size of a date. Kedidus the Gemara that B'malavon would base. So B'Silo Roim, B'Silo there argue. And they say Zev Zev Kazais, they both have in Kazais. Rezeka b'shim Rabbi Yisro ben Chanino. L'shon v'l'biur. The whole machlek is says regarding what you have to get rid of. That there b'chamay old, that a regular chometz is the size of kakoy seves. Aval achilo, Kazais. For eating, even a chamay agree that one who eats a chometz of Kazais is chayov. Ravo b'shim Rabbi Yochanan, bein l'biur, bein l'achilo, and here we're using Abchaim's girso, kakoy seves. He comes to argue, he says there's no difference. B'chamay old, the Yisro of chometz, always only the size of a date. Come Raman in Reb Chizkiya. So Raman no met Reb Chizkiya. Omele, mat shoma Rebbe Hadom Yosef. Who did you hear from this idea that according to Bet Shama, you always have to get to the size of Kakosefis? Omele, min Yaravo. I heard it from Rabbi Avo. Omele, ve'ananamin. I know, I said, that Ravo B'Shem Yochanan, what he said was, we're using here the gears of Reb Chaim again, le'biur be'kakosefis, la'chil be'kazayis. Not like you're saying, the B'chamay are differentiate between Achila and Bir. So that's the Machloikis regarding Shitas B'chamay. Says the Gemara now, Shechtu al Chometz achar miyat mehalech. If you shecht the carbon al Chometz, we're learning in our Mishnah. What size do you need? Achar Achilos or Achar Bir? Meaning, according to Ramana the learned, that according to B'chamay, there's a difference between Achila or Bir. Bir is Kakoseves, Achila is Kazais. When you have a lav, not the shell corn and pesa ala chometz, does it mean the size of chometz, which is la achilo according to Bet Shammai, which is kazais, or la bio, which is kakosevis? What is one oiver on the lav? That's one question. The Gemara does not answer. Kedidus the Gemara says, Taman Omer, Rav Yirmiyo, Bishem Rav Zoyu. Rav Yirmi said, Nima Rav Zoyu, Shnei Chatzei, Zeisim, Tuch Abayit, Ena Bayi Mitztaref, Tuch Akli, Akli Mitztaref. We saw that earlier. If you have two half a kazais in one house, they don't join together to become chometz. If it's within a kli, it does join together. Shechtu alem, one shecht korban Pesach on two halves of a kazais. Machal shehu tuch habayis v'habayis mitzare potter, because in the house they don't join together, it's not considered to be the shechting on the chometz. Or machal shehu tuch hakli v'akli mitzareif chayav. Or because if you put it into a kli, it will become one mitzareif. So now if he's shechting on something which could come together, he's chayav on shechting Pesach on the chometz. That's question number two. Question number three. Shachtoi al Sir. Sir means which is Chometz Sheino Gomer that we saw earlier. There's a machlokes is what's exactly the sign of Chometz Sheino Gomer. So in that case, what happens? Machal Doma Avun B'Shem Rav Mutar Lachil the cowboy because we learned that you could be nana from it. You can give it to the dog. So then if someone checks the Korban Pesach on that this Chometz is Potter. Or maybe because we hold that you get Malkus someone who eats it even though it's not Chometz Gomer. So maybe it's Chayov if he checks Korban Pesach on this Chometz. So the Gemara brings three different questions regarding the idea of shechting Pesach on chometz. Here's the Gemara of Shimon Lakishayim at Sheil Shoychet Leechod Dimnei Chaburo. Meaning, Rish Lakish holds that in order to be chayev on shechting Pesach on chometz, it needs to be the one who's shechting has the chometz, and he has to be one of Bnei Chaburo. You have to have both conditions. He's one of Bnei Chaburo, and he's the one shechting. If the one who's shechting has chometz, even though he's one of not bnei one of bnei chaburo, there's a lav, or lech bnei chaburo b'shein or shechet. Or if one of the bnei chaburo has a chometz, even though he's not shechting, the oiver on the lav of shechting Pesach on a chometz. Another machlok is Birchon holds that even if the chometz is not with him in the Azara, but it's a Yerushalayim, he's oiver. It needs to be with him in the Azara. So they go, what's the machlok? It's ninkedaitev, ninkedaitev. They go lishitosum. These spark, what do they argue? Shnei yomim tovim shegolius. If a person did a melacha on the two yomim tovim golius, meaning yomtev and chutzlarts, we don't know exactly what day it is. That's why we do 2 days yomtev. Some of the melacha on both days, and they went to Eretz Yisrael, to Sanhedrin, and they testified on him, they did both days. Does he get on that malchus or not? Rechon says he could get a straw. How? We don't know which day is the correct day of Yontif. In other words, we don't know what he's getting a straw. It's called a straw suffix. I'm not sure where is it applicable to. Is it applicable to the first day or to the second day? We just know he did nalach in both days and he got a straw on both. But each one of them is a suffix. Rabbi Yochanan says it works even by suffix. A straw suffix shma straw. When you warn, you need to know for sure that he's getting malchus for this specific reason, for this specific melacha. And here we don't know, so therefore he's not chayav. So let's think the same thing over here. When someone has chometz outside of Beis HaMikdash, I'm not sure if the chometz is still there. Maybe the chometz got burned. Maybe the chometz got lost. So therefore, only when the chometz is there in the Azara, that's when he's chayav. But if not, it's a straw sofik. Says the Gemara, kol moitim shemayanosu kenegde b'cholam Yerushalayim. If the chometz is outside Beis HaMikdash, but it's next to the window, meaning you can see the chometz from Beis HaMikdash, then everybody agrees he's chayav. Mandom, my sofik, according to Mandom, it says the reason why you putter outside Beis HaMikdash because it's sofik, here it's vada, because you can see it from the window. Mandomar, Yerushalayim, Mandomar holds that even Yerushalayim chayav, here it's in Yerushalayim. So here, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan will agree that if you could see the chometz from the window, even if though it's outside of Beis HaMikdash, he's still chayav. In other words, it's not a din that the chometz has to be with you in Beis HaMikdash. But it's a din that you have to know for sure if the chometz is still intact. So once you know that, even outside Beis HaMikdash, one is chayav if he shechts Korban Pesach ala chometz, even according to Rish Lakish. And Rabbi Chaim learns from here, you see from here, that needs to be at least in Yerushalayim. Much of the chometz is outside of Yerushalayim. The Yerushalmi learns there's no isur lav of sheichet Pesach ala chometz. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph.